built like that.
Yeah, but that's not 100 years old.
Now, used to be on Monday and Tuesday, women would do their what?
Well, at that time, the women used to do their washing. They would go to the buy a cash. They had no washboat. They had no tub. They go to the buy a cash.
Is that the name of the buyer down there?
The buyer right down here.
Yeah.
And they had a big, wide plant. In French, you would call that l'abattoir. They get on that thing, it was floating in the water. Yeah. And they had a piece of wood with a handle on it.
Uh-huh.
And they whip that coal until it get thoroughly clean. It was laid in the water. Homemade soap. And beat it like that until that clothes get clean.
Yeah.
They call that a lavatoire. They beat that clothes until it gets clean. Then after that, they take some down and come home.
Okay. All right. And women, what would you say women used to do around the house? They used to what?
Well, women used to, at that time, raise a family,
they had to
work in the field, work in the yard, pick cotton, pick cow peas for the winter,
yeah,
and take care of the house.
Yeah, what do you mean when they took care of the house? You mean they did what?
Household affairs. Yeah. You know, cooking, washing, ironing.
Yeah.
Scrubbing.
Yeah. Speaking of that daily housework, you said they had.
When he says scrubbing, you know they didn't have no brush or scrub. They had a little piece of wood, make six holes, and take a corn shuck and put it in that hole and scrub with that corn shuck.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Well, that would be like a mop, you know.
Yeah, and that was your mop. Corn shuck.
Then after they would take a piece of rag to dry it
up. Oh, yeah.
And then they would beat brick and take brick and they would take
make the color of your flooring, you know.
And they would throw brick on that floor.
Uh-huh.
Make it raise, you know.
Yeah. What about, what did you sweep with?
Well, most of the old people in them days had grow their own broom.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Room. You know what
they had to make room. They had plants.
Old people had grow that.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. Make their own room.
Yeah, they used to make homemade room.
They would make homemade
just room. Like some you grow a heel of sorghum, you see?
Yeah.
Well, you would cut that and tie it to a stick.
Yeah.
And then you sweep your house with that.
Okay. All right. Now what about on the outside of the house? You had what?
What'd you call it? I had a water well, 12 feet deep.
Yeah.
That's why you use water for your cooking, drinking.
Yeah.
And then a little washing, you know, not uh-huh. too much.
Yeah. Okay, on the side of the house you had boards that would overlap the side of the house. What'd you call those?
Upright. Most of the house is built for upright boards.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they had a slab.
And then they had some built with weatherboard.
Uh-huh.
Not at that time.
Yeah,
they had no weatherboard, but not that. It was all upright. First weatherboard that came out, it was about 12 inch wide.
Yeah.
About 10 feet long. See, that was the first time that the sawmill had started making weatherboards. It was about 8 inches wide,
uh-huh.
12 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
The first weather board made. That's what my grandmother's house had. Weather board that wide.
And they were rough. Not